This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. Family-owned restaurants and coffee shops are not just places for buying a meal or a cup of joe. In small towns, they're often places where people catch up with one another. The coronavirus pandemic has changed that and left some businesses struggling to keep the doors open. In downtown Macomb, one such place is the Old Dairy. The staff working the front of the restaurant rings that bell to let the kitchen know another order has come in. But co-owner Emily Gamage says the bell is not getting much use these days.
We are prepping a lot less, sanitizing a lot more, and then just kind of doing our best every day.
And they've altered what they buy to supply the restaurant.
We're ordering way more paper goods than foods at the moment, so our trucks are a quarter of what they usually are. So we're not going through food very fast. We're going through paper boxes very fast.
Gamage says people are still ordering meals, but the pandemic has decreased business dramatically. The Old Dairy has started offering delivery and curbside service, both of which they had not done before. And she says the restaurant now has a breakfast rush and a lunch rush, with nothing in between. Gamage says that's not the way the business was before. She says it's never been a place where people grab a bite and leave. It's a hangout, a place where folks linger over a cup of coffee or a sandwich while browsing the web on their laptops or catching up with friends. The restaurant also has a back room where local organizations hold breakfast or lunch meetings. Gamage says that was a big part of the business. The room was booked just about every day.
Macomb Beautiful meets here, you know, once a month. The Bar Association meets here once a month. And I actually have an order. Old Dairy, this is Emily speaking. How can I help you?
Gamage has owned the restaurant with her husband Mark for almost 9 years. This is their only source of income. She hopes the phone keeps ringing so they can tough it out during the statewide ban on large gatherings. Just a couple blocks away, the story is different at Sullivan Taylor Coffee House. That business suspended operations.
It's not an easy decision, but it's one at the moment we felt we had to make.
Owner Dan Lewis says it's especially difficult because they were about to celebrate the coffee house's 25th anniversary in June. Lewis says there is not enough money coming in right now to cover payroll, the mortgage, and other expenses. In addition, he wants to ensure the health and safety of his employees who don't have insurance. For now, Lewis says he and his wife can get by on her state pension. He has not decided whether to reopen once the pandemic passes. In the meantime, he's found a silver lining in the shutdown. Lewis plans to paint the shop, sand the old maplewood floors, and complete other projects that cannot be done while you're open and serving beverages and food.
So we'll try to make it worthwhile, and we'll certainly occupy our time.
Like the Old Dairy, social gathering was a huge part of Sullivan Taylor's business. Lewis says everyone from junior high groups to retirees would hang out there. Barack Obama even stopped in while campaigning for the U.S. Senate in 2004. For now, such memories will have to do while we all wait to see what society will look like once we get through this public health crisis. Rich Ugger reporting.